is Mr. Brown. Welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. Today I have a very special show for you guys. In the studio with me are the cast from The Nightingale.
Hi, I'm Eleanor. I play the Minister of Imperial Music.
Hi, I'm Oliver. I'm the Emperor.
Yeah, very loud Emperor.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I play Yue Ying, the kitchen servant.
Hi, I'm Luke. I play three characters in the show.
Guess
I play Yue Ying's father. I play a toy maker and I play death.
Yeah, wow. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay, so The Nightingale, tell me about the production.
It's actually based on The Emperor's Nightingale by Hans Christian Andersen. Essentially, it's about an emperor who he's not a bad guy, but he's just a little ignorant and a little bit oblivious and sheltered. And basically what happens is that this nightingale that sings beautifully, it's not beautiful, it's actually plain and brown, hence the plain brown t-shirts that we're wearing.
I like brown. Brown is a good colour.
Yes, brown is don't you
it's
think?
My favourite colour.
Yes, it's wonderful. Anyway, but anyway, an ordinary plain brown bird that sings beautifully is brought to the palace, and of course the emperor falls in love with her song, but the emperor's response is to cage her up so that she can sing exclusively for him.
Right. So this is suitable for whole family to go to.
Oh, absolutely. One thing that iTheatre has always tried to do is that in every show that we've done, I mean, there is, of course, a certain level of entertainment, like physical humour and, you know, visually we have colourful sets and colourful costumes and all that, which will certainly appeal directly to the kids because it's just great to watch. You know, there's a lot happening and it's very colourful. But at the same time, the script is written in such a way that it's meant to be appreciated by adults as well on an intellectual level. And some of the humour can be taken in an adult sense. Nothing, you know, nothing objectionable, but okay. You know, there are different levels that can be appreciated in the show.
Cool. Yeah.
All music is original, has been written by Bang Wenfu, yeah. Who, I mean, he's been around a long time in musical theatre in Singapore. I mean, for example, he also arranged music for Forbidden City, Portrait of an Empress, etc. So he knows his stuff.
Cool.
Yes, and just to put in an additional plug, he's got his own show coming up in Esplanade.
And music by Belinda Fu as well.
Yes, music by Belinda Fu as well. Yes, we've actually had two composers, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is it on right now?
It's on at the Alliance Française. I'm sorry, I do not know French. I'm not sure if I pronounce it right.
Alliance Française. Frenkis.
The French school, the 1 year Newton, yes. Newton MRT station. Sarkis Road.
Sarkis
Road. I love that name, yeah.
Sarkis Road.
Near Newton Hawker Centre. So you can come home and then your whole family can watch a very nice show there. After that, you go Newton Hawker Centre, have very nice food,
yeah. So what is it like to be, you know, doing all this drama and stage for so many years, traveling? I heard you went to Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, iTheatre did bring a show, Dancing with Dragons, to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, which is the largest performing arts festival in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for us, like, coming from Singapore, we went there, we were quite literally like, it was great to know that a small little show, like a devised piece from Singapore, was actually succeeding at pulling in the audiences, and we had really appreciative audiences. I mean, it was the same thing. It was a family show, so we have parents and their kids, and you know, and the show was definitely geared towards entertaining the kids, because there's one part when, like, all four of us dressed as dragons in Lamy cloaks went into the audience with super soakers and, like, sprayed everybody, and the kids would be like, spray me, you know, which is exactly the same reaction that Singaporean children did as well. Yeah, so
sounds like fun.
It was the best fun ever, along with, you know, living in semi-haunted houses where spiders crawl up your ass at 4 a.m. but anyway, yeah. Yeah.
Where were you putting up? Down there?
We were in Edinburgh. What happens is that the people in Edinburgh are very smart.
Uh-huh.
This is their way of making money. So during the festival, they all rent out their houses and go on holiday.
Yeah. Then who look after the house?
We do lah, I guess.
They trust you all, like, then they don't. They,
well, I mean, you know, because the landlady is there to, you know, get the keys from us, and then because generally, people stay anything from 2 weeks to 4 weeks.
But right, that happens a lot in Edinburgh and in England.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places, they rent out their rooms or their houses for theatres, because it's not just, well, of course, for that festival, there'll be a lot of people travelling, but on other days, then there's always shows from within the country travelling there.
Mm.
So Edinburgh would be packed with shows all year round. Yeah, even traveling from England.
That's true.
There,
yeah.
So
it's right. just more concentrated at that time because yeah, yeah there's
that's,
so
that's
many
the way
people
of
in
earning
town.
Income.
Yeah.
So what else have you guys worked on besides The Nightingale and you know this trip over to Edinburgh? I understand you recently went on a tour to
India. Recently Rainbow Fish went to India.
Yes,
Alicia can
Rainbow
tell
Fish.
Us about that.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. It was a great experience because they don't usually have theatre for kids. So every single performance was sold out. Yeah. Sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the local media was really excited.
Yeah, the local media was like everywhere in our faces. Like, I'm like, okay, we need to start the show in like 1 minute. And like, no, just one more question. Like, no, we have to go.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing. But it was like, it was really, really, really fun. Except for the food poisoning.
Which ironically, she got from McDonald's.
Yes.
Not from
filet local fish.
Really?
Yes. And I went to hospital.
Ayo.
And it's like, what do you have? Filet fish. Never eat the seafood. I'm like,
oh.
But it was McDonald's. I guess it's still not safe.
Okay. Which part of India were you
I
at?
Was in Delhi when I got the food poisoning.
Really? Delhi's usually quite okay.
And what I heard is that they were really scared because they were all prepared to go for plan B if Alicia couldn't do the show.
Yeah.
What was plan B?
Which was
somehow do it without that character.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Which is like somehow. And I'm like, no, yeah. I have to go. It's like, no, you should stay in the hospital. I can't. Like, kids are waiting. I can't. It's like,
I'm a star.
Are you pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not. Touch stomach. Are you pregnant? No. I'm
oh,
like,
man.
Yeah. I'm
but
like, I have
yes.
to go.
Nasty
yeah,
business.
Alicia was a real trooper, and she pulled through. And
wow.
you know,
yes.
despite wanting to throw up all over everyone.
Yes.
yes.
That must have been an
true.
Experience. I was there as well. I've been to Delhi. I've been to Calcutta as well. Kolkata is called now.
Yes, Kolkata.
Kolkata, yeah. Food poisoning is very easy
not
to get.
Funny.
Yes.
Not funny, yeah.
It's not funny.
We were with colleagues and the Amos all like, and we're eating hotel food.
Oh,
and it's just atas hotel food.
Oh,
okay.
And, like, you know, very swanky, colonial, then like everyone's serving you, then next day, the Japanese colleagues and the Amor colleagues all kena. Then the Singaporeans were like, what? Why never come for meeting? Huh, diarrhea?
We're in the bathroom, yeah.
What did they eat? We ate the same thing, what?
We're used to dirty food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, obviously, we had cast iron stomachs.
But it was cool because Rainbow Fish is it was done in black light.
Oh.
So
it's
just with the UV,
ultraviolet light.
So we had UV paints on the face every day with our fish heads.
Yeah.
So yeah, all the kids were like, "Wow!"
Yeah,
it must have been quite exciting.
Yeah, it was. And one show we were actually, it was a charity show helping kids build a school.
Oh.
Yeah. So all the kids came in to watch for free, and yeah, it was very very nice to give back something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really great though. Although the media, like sometimes they got so excited about putting out the articles, they didn't check the spelling of the actors' names.
Oh yeah.
So what happened to the spelling?
Alicia became Atisha.
Atisha. Hey, that sounds like rap artist. Oh.
Atisha.
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 Okay, happening.
Yeah.
So all of you are actors full time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, you know.
Thanks.
I mean, this is brave stuff. I mean, very rare in Singapore, right? I mean, most people will say, you know, get a job in like a regular company. And you know, what made you guys do this full time? I mean,
I start first because my stories are shortest. I start pupillage at a law firm in June, so. Yeah, so I'm just doing this. I just need to do it now. I'll never be able to do it, and I always regret it, I think.
I started after my O-levels when I was like, my parents were like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, can I think about it? And then I actually wanted to do a film. And then I was like, do I want to be in front or behind of the camera? So I was like...
You can't share the shorts with someone, you know?
Yeah.
The camera can get either you or the other person. Up, down, up, down. Because Alicia is actually Alicia Shardy. She's a bit short.
Just to Oliver.
Ever, Oliver, yeah, whatever.
Because he's very tall. La.
Yeah,
because he's very tall, you know, and then the oxygen level then are very high. So you have to be kind to him.
Yes.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually I was like, I'll think about it. So, yeah, I kind of... thought about it for 2 years.
Still thinking about it.
And then, yeah, then I went to NAFA. And, yeah, I did my diploma in theatre. And after that, I never looked back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oliver, I actually wanted to dance when I was 7. Wow. And then my family objected. Of course, I couldn't because I had to get money from them to go to classes. So when I was, 19, when I was in the army, when I was in OCS, and as an officer cadet school instructor.
Okay, we didn't know
Teaching the trainees.
What we
Every
wonder.
Thursday night, I'll pop out, and my cadets will ask me, so sir, where are you going? I said, I'm going to ballet class. And this is not a joke. So yeah, so then I had some money from army, and then I started going to ballet classes, and then I went to LaSalle and I did drama because they had degree. They didn't have degree for drama. Yeah, diploma for dance. So my dad wanted me to get a degree. So I went there for 1.5 years and then I quit and I went to the dance drama course. And after 3 months, I got a scholarship and I went to London to study. Oh. And yeah, and then I studied there for 2 years, and then after I graduated, I went to another school for a few months, and then I got a job in the West End, worked there for a bit, yeah, and then got myself into a motorbike accident. And, yeah, so I stopped dancing for like 2 years and came back and then went backpacking for a bit and just basically living life and just enjoying it. Yeah.
So you don't dance anymore?
I still dance. I was asked to go for the surgery, but I don't really believe in surgery. I believe in self-healing. So I've been dancing since, you know, after that 2 years of resting and everything, I went back to dancing, and yeah, you know, it's been good so far. Maybe not, but also age, you know, yeah. So maybe not as good as before, but you know, I've been doing.
But you're very young, what? I thought you're only 14 years old.
Yes, we love each other in this cast. Can you not tell?
No, I'm sorry. Actually, I had a question I wanted to ask. What? You had money from army. How's that possible?
I was an officer.
Officer, not bad.
No, then we had 475, and now I think it's 1,000.
Yeah, now it's 1,000
a month.
That's the only perk that comes with being an officer. Yeah.
But I must say, it was fun.
Good.
Yeah. It was good fun for me. It was like Boy Scouts, but with real ammunition. You know,
he enjoyed his time then.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
You're not like some other joker I know who is still throwing grenade through a coke can. But never mind. Different story for different times.
Good money though. I was making like $200 a month as a mechanic only. Very miserable. Have to ask father, mother for extra money.
Yeah.
Not enough. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Let's recap the show times. It's running Nightingale.
Okay, we're running every day except for Tuesdays. We're running till the 26th, and we have evening shows on Friday and Saturday, but all the rest of the days we have a morning show and an afternoon show. So it's either 10:30 or 11 and 2:30 or 3 p.m. Slight variations, I'm not entirely sure why. But yeah, so morning and afternoon shows on most days, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, a 7:30 show as well. Yep.
And tickets are available at?
Tickets are available. You can go directly to www.itheatre.com. That's itheatre.org. itheatre.org. And you can contact us directly for tickets, or you can get them at a Cystic outlet. They're available at Cystic as well. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
And this is Mr. Brown saying bye.
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 The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com.